Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you, John. Good morning, church. Yes, I forgot my Bible, but I have another one on this phone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, today I made a record. I got here, I think, before 9:30. Okay? Most of you could not recognize that I was here because I was in a different car. Okay? So people kept what? Passing. I saw those who got here after me, but they couldn't what? Know that I was here. Hallelujah. Yes, I, God willing, no, but I won't do it, okay? But sometimes I get the thought that it's good to have many cars, all right? Many cars, like 10 or 15, so that people can't say, hey, Moses has passed by, you know? Moses has parked there, you know, I saw him in Endeavor, I saw him in Tinder, you understand, If you have like 15 cars, people can't keep what? track of all those number plates. All right? So, yeah, it's a good thing, I think. And, yeah. But I don't think I'll get there. Glory be to God. Okay? But it's a good one, isn't it? Sam? It's not good. 15 cars. Kwezi, what do you think, Wama? Very good. Hallelujah. Joan, anyway, Kweza said that it is what? Kawa. Glory be to God. Yeah, once again, good to see you all here. Worship team, thank you for ministering unto us and unto the Lord. You tried your best, but there was something behind there, okay? Something was wrong, okay? Something was what? Very wrong. And people just got stuck. They just didn't know the right thing to do. Okay? So people at the sound, just know that God is not happy with you this morning. All right? Not only God, but also this church is not happy with you. You messed us up. And you messed up God. Hallelujah. All right? Now, last week, we continued to remind ourselves of who Jesus Christ is, all right? And we learned that Jesus is the head of the church, all right? Jesus is the head of the church. And we got that from Ephesians chapter 5, as we read from verse 22 to 25. And that passage says that wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the what? Of the church. Okay, that's where we got the revelation that Christ is head of the church. Then Paul continued and says that, and he, Christ, is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be subject to their own husbands. All right? For example, let Pastor Joan Isoke be subject to Engineer Samuel Isoke. Hallelujah. Then husbands, Engineer Samuel, it's okay. Love your wives. Love Joan, it's okay. Just as Christ also loved the church. Hallelujah. All right. My intention last week was to simply tell you that Christ is the head of the church. All right. But as we read this, I detoured. I got off the what? The script. And I could tell that I was supposed to get off the script. All right? So I didn't hardline. Okay? I went with what? With the flow of the what? Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. And I emphasized that husbands should love their wives. Okay? And wives should submit to their husbands. Okay? But the emphasis was on husbands loving their wives. All right? And the young people who were here, the little boys, I forget your name. Okay? This boy got 100% in what? In mathematics. If you are in those Uganda, it's called the national curriculum. It is not easy to get what? 100. Okay? In some schools, if you get 93, it is very bad. Okay? Hallelujah. But yeah, so this guy must be a very bright chap. Glory be to God. Yes, so all the young boys who are here, Noel, what's your name? Carl, okay? His teacher, Joanne, who can't forget your name because she's always with any. She has ever been your teacher. Yes, and the other one, what's your name? Christian. That one I won't forget. Christian. Yeah. Glory be to God. And which other, yeah. The young boys are not, yeah. Anyway, I was going to say that they made a pledge, okay? But I would lie. But they were told that when they grow up and they get married, they should love their what? Should love your what? Carl. Well, Carl is not saying it. Okay? Carl, when you grow up and you get married, you should do what?
Love your wife.
You should do what?
Love your wife.
Love your wife. Yours. So, Carl, what will you do?
Love my wife.
Very good. Hallelujah. Okay? Yes. So, these young boys, okay? Yes. Maybe today they should come here and what? And pledge. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right? Hallelujah. Now, husbands, just to remind us, the reasons why we should love our wives. Number one, it is because the Bible says so. Okay? As we read in Ephesians 5. Number two, it ministers to people, young and old, okay, single and married. You know, in everything, as Christians, we're supposed to be the light of the world. Okay? Being the light does not only mean giving money to beggars. Then the world sees you. Ogabia sent, what the Masikin sent. All right? But even as you behave yourself as a Christian in your marriage, you're being a light. I gave an example of a couple which ministered to me many years ago when I was even less than 10 years. And I used to see this couple. They didn't have a car. They used to, And I was like, when I marry, when I grow old and marry, I'll be like what? Like that guy or like those guys. Okay? Hallelujah. You're ministering to people, young and old. You're ministering to Carl. Glory be to God. Andrew, when you're loving your glory, you're ministering to who? To Carl. Glory be to God. Okay? But by the way, I reminded the young boys that before you get there, you should first start by being nice to your sisters. Okay? You cannot say that you're going to love your wives when you're being bad to your sisters. Okay? Shekinah and who? And who? Shina. I always forget the Shina one. But don't we tell her, okay? Yeah, Shina and Shekinah. Yeah. So yeah, Carl, be good to that sister of yours next to what? Next to you. Glory be to God. Aha, very good. He has heard. Okay? Because Carl, if you tell us that when you grow old, you're going to love your wife, but you're being bad to your sister, then you are lying. You're a liar. And liars, okay, won't go to heaven. Okay? Christian, you're listening to me. Okay? Matayo is not here. Hey, Grace Joy, tell him. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? Raphael has heard. Glory be to God. But these are the things they talk about in what? Youth conference. So we're doing a youth what? Conference. Some of you are like, but Pastor, Uchachia Fenga, Uteko Langayo, conference. You have a youth, you have a what? Teenagers. I'm doing it now. Glory be to God. We are raising a generation of young men who are going to love their what? Their wives. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Kwezi, I want what? Address you. Yeah. Your father will what? Will address you. Glory be to God. Okay? Love your sisters. Be good to them. Be big brother, you know? A good big brother, okay? And then at school, be nice to the girls at school. Glory be to God. Carl, be what? Be what? To who? Aha, the girls at school. Glory be to God. Carl, don't pretend, okay? You don't need that Bible now. Just listen to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Alan, be good to your what? Your sisters and to the girls where? In church. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, so, husbands, you should love your wives, number one, because the Bible says so. Number two, it ministers to people. Okay? Not only to Carl and Noel and Kwezi and Raphael, but also to some married people who realize by watching you that, hey, man, I need to improve. Or I need to really style up. Glory be to God. And number three, the Bible says that if you don't love your wives, then your prayers shall be hindered. Okay? Colin. Okay? Yeah, your prayers shall be what? Hindered. Now, Carl is laughing at you. Okay? If you don't love Carl's mother, okay, your prayers, you know, might be hindered. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, today we are going to talk about the fact that Jesus Christ is not only head of the church, but also the foundation of the church. Glory to God. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. Paul says that no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Okay? No other what? Foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the foundation of the church. Glory be to God. Okay? Christina, when you make a bed, when you lay the bed, what is the past tense of that? Past tense. Laid. Like this laid. Yes? No. Mommy, I'm torturing the young girl. I'm not being a good what? Big brother. Yeah, so it is this. Eh? Sam's okay, it is this. Laid. You don't know. Very honest, what? He didn't want to get in what? With trouble. But I think it is this. So now you're all like, yeah. But when I was asking people were quiet. Yeah. The reason why this has captured my attention is because, it is for the edification of Christina. All right? So my wife is away for some time with the kids. That's why they are not here. All right? So remember, I told you twice that the times that my wife is not around, okay? Nowhere, okay? But never do this, okay? Okay, I don't make the bed because there is no point, in my opinion, all right? But the other night, okay, Friday night, yes, I made the bed. I laid the what? The bed, and I continually sent pictures to my wife at every stage. So when I did step one, I sent a pic, step one. Then I went to continue step two, I sent a pic. And I did only three steps. Are they supposed to be more, Sam? Anyway, I did what? With three, and the bed was done. Then I arranged the pillows, not the way she does them, but in my way, which really made them look, as in, the bed looked beautiful. So I sent her a pic and I said that, do you appreciate this sense of beauty? All right? Then at one time she said, well, I've missed a certain step. Okay? Yes. But I forgot the stage of beating the pillows. Okay? I forgot that one, and I don't think I'll ever do it. That is if I make the bed again before she returns. Glory be to God. So, Christina, you must be happy with me now. Very good. Because Christina was in shock when she heard that what? Yeah. After that service, she came and like, Auntie Jera, did you know that when what? Uncle, when you're not around, Uncle Moses, as in, did you know or you also just got to know, you know, at church? Okay, but I what? Then yesterday, I sent another update. Okay? Because remember, she's my what? Supervisor. Okay, what happened in the morning? The gas cooker just recognized it was me. Then it kwechangad. Ah, man, you know, okay? Anyway, as the Lord wills, I will tell you more about what is in that house right now. Glory be to God. But no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid. Okay? And that foundation is Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Amen? We're talking about the church. Okay? Jesus is the only foundation upon whom everything else concerning the church is to be built. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 says that when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Jesus then said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon, by Jonah, or Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also said to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Okay, so our emphasis is going to be from verse 18, which says that, okay, Jesus said that, and I also said to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Glory be to God. Remember, Paul said that Jesus Christ is a foundation, isn't it? All right? Now, Jesus here, or before Paul, Jesus had said that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail, what? Against it. Okay? So, Jesus is going to build his church on who? On Peter. Glory to God. No, people are saying no. But you read verse 18. You are what? Peter. And on this rock, I will build my church. Kwezi, what does that mean? But let me leave you alone. Your parents might not be happy with me. All right? Now, this is the scripture that, or the verse that the Catholic Church uses to say, number one, that Peter was the first pope. Number two, okay, Peter was the head of the church and is the foundation of the church, because Jesus says that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Okay? Number one, Peter has never been a pope. Peter was never a pope. Okay? Okay? Popes don't get what? Married. Okay? According to the Catholic Church. But Peter was married. Glory be to God. Whether he knew how to make his bed or not, that's another one. Another issue. Okay, but he was married. Okay? Number two, there was a time when Paul rebuked him. If you read Galatians, I think 2. Okay? Paul, the guy who didn't walk with Jesus, who rebuked Peter, who walked what? With the Lord, and said, no, please. Okay? On this point, you are what? Wrong. Yet the Catholic Church says something to the effect that the church is what? That the Pope is infallible. Anyway, there are many things which show that Peter has never been a Pope. Okay? Peter has never been what? A Pope. Glory be to God. And according to this verse, okay, Jesus wasn't going to build his church on the foundation of Peter. Okay? Because Jesus is the foundation. So if Jesus is the foundation, how can a human being, someone else, be the foundation? Okay? That can't be so. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, according to, first of all, it is said and believed that anyway, The translation of this verse, okay, is from the Greek. Okay? You know these things. Okay? Now, the name Peter is also, it is a name, but it is also a noun referring to an object. All right? And that word or that noun means a stone, okay? Or a rock or a boulder that has been cut off a bigger rock. You understand? Okay? Then the word rock in the Greek, it means a very huge rock. You understand? So, Peter, okay, you can say it is a stone, okay? It is not really a rock on which you can build a building, okay? Or a rock on which you can build, okay? Build a building or just build. Glory be to God. So Peter wasn't going to be the rock, okay, the foundation on which the building of the church was going to be built. Glory be to God. Because those two words are different, though closely associated, but they are different. Glory be to God. So the foundation or the rock that Jesus was talking about was the revelation Peter had received. The revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Okay? Glory be to God. So it is on that rock, it is on that revelation, okay, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, that Jesus was going to build the church. And that is why Paul rightly said in 1 Corinthians 3:11 that there is no other foundation that can be laid other than Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Amen? Okay, a true church of God has to be built on that foundation. Okay? The foundation of Jesus. The foundation of Christ. Okay? That not only means that acknowledging Jesus being the Christ, the Son of the living God, but also going further and allowing him to be your head. Okay? To be your authority. And that means doing only that which he commands should be done. Glory be to God. Okay? If a church is proclaiming Jesus, that is very good. Okay? However, if it is not going ahead and obeying Jesus, okay, then something is amiss. In that sense, Jesus has ceased to be the foundation. He has ceased to be the foundation, though they are proclaiming him with their what? Lips. But in reality, he's not. In reality, it has become another Rotary Club. Or another social club, like of King's College, Budo. Glory be to God. It has just become a group of chaps who meet on Sunday morning. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus is the foundation, okay? And that means he has to be proclaimed, okay? And he has to be followed. That means that his will should always be sought. And when his will is revealed, it must be obeyed. Glory be to God. Amen? Now that is a true charge. Glory be to God. That is a what? A true charge. A true charge is not one which looks at what its neighbor is doing and then it copies and what? And pastes. Okay? Now, a church like that has just made its neighbor the head or the foundation. Because you look at what your neighbor has done, now we know what you see, you're not doing the will of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Less than a month ago, I was at a certain place, okay, with a group of people. I think there were like 10. And these people didn't know that I was born again. Okay? Number one, they didn't know that I was born again. And that also means that they didn't know that I was what? A pastor. So one of the girls or woman, okay, began some jazz and told some of the other people that, man, tutandike kanisa. Tutandike e kanisa. Kanisa mulimu sente. Okay? Mulimu sente. Then she began to give examples of to make this more interesting and for it to carry more sense our what? Mention the names of the places she began to name. She's like, now, St. Andrew's Church, Bukoto. Do you know for how long they have built that thing? They have been eating the money. That's why it took long. Okay? They said, All Saints, those guys chew money. That is why their projects take forever. To turn the cake church. Okay, because in churches there is money. Okay? Which reminds me of St. Mary's College, Chesuvi. It's not a church, but it is a school. I joined St. Mary's. St. Mary's, someone's father would be so glad to go to a place and hear someone saying, St. Mary's, you know. And then so I joined St. Mary's in 1990. Okay? 1990. Okay? Now, when we join as senior ones, we not only had to pay school fees, but we also had to make a financial contribution towards the construction of a swimming pool. Who was in SMAC here? Sam. Okay? You remember that? It was somewhere, you know, someplace. And so you pay. You haven't even joined the school, but the school has told you there's a swimming pool that, you know? And so you pay. So when we arrived at school, one day we got to see where the swimming pool was going to be constructed. All right? So there was some, it's called a what? Like they had dug a hole. It's called a hole? Where? Yeah, it's where they've got. It's called what? A hole. But I don't think it's called a hole. Eh? Mark, it's called what? It's a hole, okay. Yeah. So anyway, so they had dug, you know, a place, swimming pool. It was going to be huge, all right? But they had dug it quite some time ago. So you could tell it wasn't fresh. Okay? Now, we had a classmate. He was called Ian Katimbo. Ian Katimbo told us that his dad was in SMAC in the 70s. And apparently his dad had contributed what? With dimes to that swimming pool. Now, I don't know if that was a true story. But the true story I know was that about 8 years ago, so we're talking about 2015, okay? 2015 is 25 years later, 25 years after 1990, okay? We received, it's called what? Eh? No, not an update. That thing of, OBs, please come and support what? The swimming pool project. Fundraise, OBs, what? OBs, support your school. Okay, swimming pool. We paid for it, we contributed towards it in 1990. All senior ones who would come would contribute. 25 years after 1990, Kati Baitaba OBs. Okay? And this is what? This school is owned by chaps called the Brothers of Christian Instruction. Okay? So what was happening? Definitely guys were what? We are chewing money. And man, the greatest thing that could happen to a brother of Christian Instruction, because it's a group in the country, okay? The greatest thing that could happen to you if you are a brother of Christian Instruction was to be posted to Chisubi. That was where life was. Glory be to God. Okay? Anyway, so this chick tells people that, oh, St. Andrew's, those guys have been eating money. That's why the church took long to what? To be completed. Then say, all saints. Then she say, the only people who are not thugs are Catholics. She said, they're the only ones. But she didn't seem a Catholic. Okay? In my, well, maybe she was, but she didn't, you know? But she's like, they're the only ones. Okay? I wish I'd told her about what? My story of what? The Brothers of Christian Instruction. Okay? Then she said to Tandike Church, then some guy volunteered and said that, I am the one who will bring those people who are going to give testimonies. See, I'm the one who will bring them. Okay? To Jire Group Yafe, to Kwente Inze, my role will be Okuleta Abanawa Obujuris. Obujuris in Baba de Barade, Pastor Navasavila, Nebakolaji. Yet, you understand? Okay? Then someone else said, aha, you get nice girls. They're the ones who move around with the offertory bags. Because if a guy was going to give 1K, okay? If a cute girl who comes with a what? With the offertory bag, he will put back the 1K. Now, the other things, what? Guys were what? Then they said, ha, while your worship what? Harvest Kati. Some girl joined the jazz. Meanwhile, I'm like, this is why I often don't want people to know that I'm what? That I'm a pastor. Because when they get to know, there's a way in which there's some jazz which you never get. Some kabozi, eh? So I'm like, now, you know? So, they go, sir, what do you want? Worship of it. Ah, bava mwa totobo nakati. Okay? But you could tell that she has been in all those, what? So, most probably, she even goes to China. Anyway, Kugamba, anyway, I don't know. She said, but now, watoto, what? Then she said, what? But guys were like, you know. Then they said, some guy said, Mukanisa mulimu sente.
Ba pastor bonna bavuga. Tewali pastor atavuga. All right.
Glory be to God. Thank God I left before they realized that I was a pastor, because I don't know if I would have gotten the energy or to drive my car thereafter. You see? Bona bona bavuga. Okay, now you see. Now, what they were saying, I believe that those games exist in what? Some churches. Okay? So you see, churches like that. Now, by the way, I'm not saying, okay, I don't know, okay? So please, understand me well. I'm not saying that St. Andrew's Church is hammering people's dimes. I'm not saying that. I was just quoting what some fools were saying. And they could be right, maybe they are wrong, you know? I'm just saying, okay? I don't know about all saints, okay? But there's someone in this church who knows about all saints. Years ago, they gave me a jazz that was close to what the other one. Okay? Yeah, but I don't know, okay? For me, what I know is it's Mark. Because I was an eyewitness. Eye and ear witness. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay, so I don't know. But what I'm saying is that with churches like that, which are there, any churches in quotes, you can see the foundation is not Jesus. The foundation is money. Okay? The foundation is a project. Okay? That's why some churches, who God hasn't told, okay? But in those projects of orphans, kulabira, orphans. Now, some have been told to look after what? Orphans. Others haven't been what? Told. Okay? Never bage okulaba nga mu orphans zao, muli musente. Orphans, schools. So people begin those what? Projects of orphans. You see, when you are a thug, you have to have something, okay, which you can use to rob people. You know what I mean, eh? Okay? Now, if you're planning to be a thug, I'm not trying to give you tips. Okay? But you have to have a thing, something you're doing which never ends. Which never what? Yeah, it is never completed. Hence the swimming pool thing. That one, you don't complete it until after a long time. And when you complete it, you have to make sure that what way you understand it. You understand? Eh? You remember like those things of, okay? Etofali, what? Those things, you don't do them just 1 year. Okay, they have to what? Because now, there are churches which have that thing of what? Orphans. Okay, that you know, bazungus send money, what? Orphans. Meanwhile, they are not there. If they are there, it is not the number which they say is what? Is being helped. Okay? Andrew Womack says that years ago, a group of people, Americans, abazungu, you know these bazungus, you people think that what? Corruption is just in your country. But these bazungus, I think, are even worse. But for them, they what? They use, they are more what? Sophisticated, yeah. More sophisticated, more, you know, into babikweda, mobitabobolunji, you know, So, Andrew Mark says that he was approached by bazungus, fellow Americans, okay? And they told him that they wanted to help him to get money for the ministry, for his work. So one of the things they told him is that what? We have to get videos of orphans, okay? After the, what? Your program
on TV, we show the orphans, you know what, feeding, and we call upon people to help, okay? And God will bless them, okay? Then Womack says, but my ministry is not doing that. I don't have any orphans, I'm looking after. Then they told him, that's not the point. That's not the point. Okay? He said, it is just a thing to get money to you. Okay? Then they said, and many ministries are doing that. On TV, you know, like American one. He said, many of them are doing that. And we're the ones who are helping them. Do you think those orphans exist that they are what? They're not. Womack said, no, please. I'm not in your things. Glory be to God. Okay? So, the point I'm trying to make is that a true church of God has to be built on the foundation of Jesus. Okay? And not only talking Jesus, but also, okay, seeking him to know his will for his church. And when you get to know his will for his church, you go ahead and obey him. Okay? And that kind of church, okay, the Bible says that the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Okay? One of the reasons why churches are overcome by the devil, and the devil destroys them, okay? The main one is simply this one, where Jesus has ceased to be the foundation. Okay? Now, I'm not talking about Jesus ceasing to be talked about. Okay? I'm talking about Jesus ceasing to be what? The foundation. They are talking about him, but indeed, Mubikora, in their actions, he's not really the foundation. Hallelujah. And we should never get there. Glory be to God. We should never what? Get there. Glory be to God. Okay? It is on the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that a true church is built. And if a church continues doing everything upon that revelation that Jesus is a Christ, he's the head of the church, seeking him to know what he wants for his church and doing his will, okay, a church like that can never be overcome by the enemy, by the devil. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? Orphans are never meant to be the foundation of the church. You can't start a church and then make a project, okay, become the foundation. Now, God loves orphans. God loves the poor. God loves the sick. And, his heart is really towards them because they are in pain. Okay? But even if that is the case, the sick and the poor should never become the foundation. Okay? They should never take the place of God, the place of Jesus. Okay? If that happens, then the sick, the poor, have become the foundation of the church. And that church is going to be overrun by the enemy. Glory be to God. Amen? Money should never become the what? The foundation. If you're the one God has told to begin a work for him or a church, okay, the motivation should never be what? Money. Like the other girl who's going to start a church. Buli pastor avuga. Buli pastor akolaji? Avuga. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Brian, tunatandika kuvuga. Now you've gotten a tip how to what? How to kuvuga. But just know that you drive yourself into hell. That car will take you straight into hell. Hallelujah. Okay? The foundation should never be those cute girls. Nebujamu abantu ki? Owe fumbe. Do you know that? Man, the first time I heard of that thing, I laughed. So I was with some chaps years ago. Anyway, I needed some work to be done. Okay? So I was talking to some guys and we were speaking in Luganda. Then guy said, owe fumbe bwabera wo. Utewali uchigan, like nothing is impossible. So I said, what? Uwefumbe bwabera wo. I was like, I just couldn't click what these guys were saying. Then one of them said, auntie, nsimbi bwabera wo. Nsimbi is a name. And nsimbi also means money. And nsimbi yedila fumbe. Remember the homework I gave you once? I think it was you. I gave you some homework. I gave you. But it has to do with those Uklan things. Okay? Say, owe fumbe bwabelao. Bwabelao. Tewali chikolashi. Chigana. Nsimbi bwabelao. Okay, but what was I talking about? Yeah, the foundation. Yeah, obobwala, obujamu abantu echi, ensimbi. Glory be to God. Now, this, to most of you, or to some of you, sounds so simple, so basic. And maybe you're right. It is so simple and so basic, okay? And I guess that's why people ignore it. You understand? It is just that those simple things where even a P2 kid can understand. They don't need Greek, they don't need Hebrew, they don't need some book of mysteries. It is just that. Just keep Jesus, keep the main thing as the main thing. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. And now that also applies, okay, in our individual and corporate lives. If you keep Jesus as the foundation of your life, okay, and by that I don't mean that just talking about him. Jesus is my savior. It is more than that. Okay? Alright? You go ahead and seek his will when you get to know his will, or when he reveals to you his will, even when you haven't sought for it, but he lets you know what he wants to be done in your life. You go ahead and obey him. Okay? A life like that, okay? The enemy cannot outrun it. The enemy cannot destroy a life like that. Glory be to God. Challenges might come, but ultimately, a life like that, that is built on the foundation of Jesus, okay, can never be destroyed by the devil. Glory be to God. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, from verse 24, it says that therefore, now this is Jesus speaking. He says that therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine, whose sayings? The sayings of Jesus. Whoever hears them and does them, it is not good to only hear. You have to go ahead and do what you've heard. So he says, whoever hears these things of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. On which rock? The other big rock, not just a stone. By the way, they're the same words. I checked it out today. They're the same words. Okay? A big rock on which, you know, a house can be built. So whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I'll liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Glory be to God. Whoever hears the sayings of Jesus, okay, the sayings which are in the Bible, and the sayings which he reveals to you, maybe in a dream, in a prophecy, or as you're reading the Bible, or just he speaks to you in your heart. If you hear those sayings and you do them, you are a wise man. Glory be to God. You are a wise man. Okay? When the storms of life come, you will not be destroyed. Because by doing the will of the Lord, you are building your life on a solid rock. Glory be to God. Okay? People want to be wise, you know? Okay? But one of the simplest ways to become wise, number one, is to know the sayings of Jesus. Number two, it is to do those sayings. Glory be to God. Okay? The Bible contains the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. But if you want to be foolish, all right, then do what verse 26 says. It says that everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And these last words, man, they caused me to mad fear. And he says, and great was its fall. Great was what? Okay? Great was, was its fall. Just imagine you've been someone great, man, up there in the skies. Man, do you know how painful a fall like that is? The Bible says, great was its fall. Because that house wasn't built on the foundation of Jesus, on the solid rock of his word. Glory be to God. Okay? So as a church, let us continue building on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. Okay? And as individuals, we should also do the same. Glory be to God. Number one, get to know the sayings of the Lord. On Thursday, we prayed about us falling in love with the word of God. All right? So we should start from there. Love the word every day. Okay? Get time and read the word. Okay? Read the word. Listen to the word. Okay? And pray to God to help you to do the word. The written word. Okay? Number two, if the Lord reveals to you something, okay? It is to your own benefit that you obey him. Because that is, when you do that, you're building your life on a solid rock. Okay? The winds are coming. The storms of life are coming. The rains are going to descend. Okay? That is a given. That is a what? These things of saying, Ulokoka, Ebizubi, Yona, Tojakudamu, Kubona, Abona. Man, that's gospel is yours alone. It is not in the Bible. The winds will blow, the rains will fall. Okay? But if your life was built, okay, on Jesus, okay, you are not going to fall. Okay? You are not going to what? To fall. You will stand. If you lose anything, it will be recovered. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. You're waiting for a mystery. I have 10 minutes to go, and I'm telling the truth. There is no mystery coming. Branyaganyo mysteries. But please, okay? Okay? This is mystery enough because it is the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen? Hey, young people. You remember now, you young boys, Carl and Christian and Noel and Raphael, eh, you all heard, okay, that husbands should what? Love their wives. So grow up when you're ready to do that. Okay? And when you do that, okay, your family, okay, will be a happy what? Family. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Young girls also. But Grace Joy, that one, we are what? Sorted. She's even ready to make bushera. Bush. Did your dad tell you that we used to call it bush? Bush. Bushera, then, eh? Abbreviation, or the short, bush. All right? She didn't like it. She's just drinking it because of the Mr. and Mrs. Mujimba. But she told me, and it wasn't in confidence. That's why now I'm telling her parents. She told me that when she gets married, that staff won't step in her house. But if my husband wants it, I will make it, but I will never test it. Okay? Talking about Bush, there is a guy who are within Smack. He was called Roman Chimela. Okay? Chimela. Man, Chimela. Chimela used to drink Bush. Yeah? Making Bush. Have you taught them that style? Christine should know. Gaza girls know that what? Quick, yeah? Okay? And if you're single now, like me, don't waste your time with what boiling water, then what, then start, you know. Just boil water and watch. Yeah. Okay, so man, this guy, Bush was his, Bushera was his thing. So guys nicknamed him Bush. Okay, nicknamed him Bush. Okay? This guy went ahead and made Bush his name. So, Ukantab, those forms are called jab forms. Jab forms. The guy wrote Roman Bush Chimera. Became his name. And it is true he did it because when results came out, you know, in Smack, man, they would put you what? If you had been a bully, man, results come back, and even the senior ones can come and see. This Moses guy was a bully, what? The chess captain who hammered our dime. What did he get? Okay? So the guy, his name was there, Roman Bush Chimela. So recently, when I was telling my daughters that, by the way, when you go to Grace Joy's home, just know that there won't be what? Bushera. Then I told them this story I've told you of a guy who made Bush his name. Okay? Now, so I told him, Mr. Man, I had a friend who was within school. He made Bush his name. Now, recently, on Wednesday, was it Wednesday? When did your friend go out of the car? Wednesday or whatever. Anyway, I think it was Wednesday. Hey, I'm driving my wife to the airport. Then we stopped somewhere.
in Entebbe to buy some things. Okay, enter the supermarket. And who do I get to see, man? Bush. Okay? And someone had told me, hey, he stays in Entebbe because Dembe Andrew. Remember Dembe Andrew? Who has read of Dembe Andrew? In a certain word for the week, recently, Dembe Andrew Fijian. Mujuki Dekat. Okay? So he said, he's in Entebbe because he works for the UN in Entebbe. And so I entered, and man, it is bush there. I was like, hey, Dembe told me that you're in Entebbe and the UN. So I began to judge, hey, this is my wife, da, da, da. Okay? Then I told him, by the way, last week I was telling my kids about you. So I wanted the kids to come and see what this guy, you know. So I told him, man, a boy. Then the guy said, man, I hope you say with things which are what? Inspiring. Okay? Then as he left, he got into some very big Prado with UN, what? My bush is loaded, Okay? Yeah, but bush, okay? Bush. And so, yeah, girls also, when you grow up, okay, purpose that you will be nice to your what? To your husband. Glory be to God. Alana and group. Alana, Christina, okay? All of you, okay? Okay? This one here. Hallelujah. All right? And build your life, okay? Young people, this is very important, okay? Start at this tender age to build your life on the foundation of Jesus' commandments. Fall in love with Jesus. Obey him. I'm telling you, by the time you are 25, you'll be glad that you did that. Okay? But, you know, if you waste your things in what? In bad music, secular music. And man, if I was a president, or maybe I should what? I should become the what? The president. You first lie, guys, about the things you're going to do. Because you see, for you have your agenda you want to implement. So you first lie, guy, well, I'm going to do this. What? Then guys, what? They give me votes. The moment I get there, okay? I first ban what? Maybe not ban, but tell all media, especially television stations, no more whatever in that music. Because you see, I'm not planning to be reelected. I'm not going to campaign again. So now I don't care. I make a presidential directive. Okay? Chameleon, Bobby Wine, all those guys, Bakenzo, Banyaba, Kazia, Bobona, no more on TV. Then people will riot, what? But I'm not planning to come back. So I don't need their votes anymore. Okay? Because, you know, this thing hurts me. You know, especially I think it is Friday or Saturday. Immediately after, like, the news, NBS or something, immediately after news, nudity on TV, immediately. And I'm like, so that's when you're like, these owners of these television, whatever, they pose around as good guys, what? But if you're a good guy, there's no way you can put, you know, you're broadcasting to children. Adults, okay, can get messed up. But children, you know, if you're really good as a what? As a Kalisa or whoever, Aga Khan, okay? Such things shouldn't be what? But no color saint, baby letter saint, baby letter viewership. But you see, those things are built on the foundation of what? Money. The purpose is money. But these are the same guys who are pose like nice, you know, Anyway. The fallen world. So for me, I would do that.
Right to, it's called what? What is that thing called? That organization, UCC, Presidential Directive, no more. Okay? But I'll be protecting the children. You know? And now, sensible guys, if I decide to change my mind and say I'm coming back, the whole country should vote me. Because I'm like, oh, guy, you're too young, but that guy, what? He has kept up, but they won't. But man, that thing is so bad. Eh? Okay, anyway, so don't build your what? Your foundation on that music. It's so evil. Very, very evil. Very, very what? Okay? Don't now, you know, in our days, okay, one of the worst things you could do as a young boy was to smoke what? Tobacco. That was the worst. Like, hey, you know, eh? You know, eh? But this day now is drugs, real drugs, enjaga. Okay? Enjaga what? Now, man, you work okay. Now, kids, please, young adults, please don't destroy your lives with those things. You get destroyed, man. Okay? You get what? Destroy. Just build your life on the foundation of the Bible, the Word of God. Okay? And you'll be happy, man. Life will, when you grow up, okay? Life will be good. Life will be what? Yeah, but troubles might come, but generally, life will be what? Good. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah, don't, man. But honestly, Nzee, I'll do it. No more that music. No more. I just see Gamba together mu parliament, Biru, then they bring and I say, no, I'll do an amin, a decree. Do you know what a decree means? Decree. So you can see why God is like, you're not the one who's going to become what? But no, this is very bad. And you parents, don't you really see that this music is bad? Okay. Maybe you don't listen to the words. But now the real thing that shows you that this music is bad, it's evil, it is from hell, is when you see the videos, man. It's very, very bad. I can't watch that stuff for even 3 seconds. I just can't. Because you realize, even when I'm alone, basically now, this is not right. People shouldn't dress up like that. People shouldn't dance like that. Okay? Glory be to God. Yeah, one of the things I know when I get to heaven, one of the things I know God will tell me, He will be like, yeah, it's just secular music, it's true. You did a great job. Hallelujah. Because I hate it. And you see, one of the things is that I just can't understand why people can't see that this thing is evil. The same parents who are telling their kids to have good manners, okay? Good manners, what? Those things of boys, those things of girls, eh? The same ones. But they're the same ones who what? Who tune that stuff on what? In their houses. Nebatula, naba, naba, we? You know, eh? Bebatula unebanyumia anya singa chameleon oba Bobby Wine oba Kenzo, you know, parents, the same guys, you can see double mindedness, which in what medicine is madness or schizophrenia. I'm telling you, people are mad. Okay, people are what? Mad. Okay. I remember years ago, okay, we used to sit with my dad, all of us, his kids, after supper, okay, the days when there would be wrestling, because my dad loved wrestling. And all of us somehow, you know, remember I wasn't born again, but there were some sisters of mine who were said, Babambi, they were young, and there was no one in the house to Bambi, we guide them well. So, man, there was a program called Another Life. Another life. You began to understand from Year one. Okay.
Yeah, no, no.
Another life. Man, another life. Nese unali usibi ulila. That accent wa nzinga sibi ulila. But my sister's man. I have a sister who would be in the bedroom, in her bed, okay? And she'll be listening to another life. And she knows who is saying this, who is saying this, who is saying this. Either she was sharp, she like, anyway, she was just sharp, but she would be in her bed, okay? And the volume is high, you know? People are in the sitting room watching, and for, which is in her bed, there was a kachik called Courtney, eh? And who? And who? A guy. Well, anyway, my A. Anyway, you see, but what was I talking about? What was I talking about? Huh? Yeah, with my dad, man. Wrestling. He never used to watch Another Life. And Another Life, I think, there was a Christian element to it. I think, But my dad, man, you know, Yeah, but really, parents, don't do that. Don't get your kids into those things. For you, if you want to get messed up, but you see, if you get messed up, okay? Like, for example, if you get messed up, and then maybe your finances get affected, or you mess up your wife and she leaves you, then now, the children are going to be affected also. So, yeah, so parents also, you don't leave those things. As in, you know, if you want to listen to music, what's wrong with playing songs done at church, at your church by, what's your name? Esther. Okay? But they have a list of things we have, what? Sessions we have done in church. And for some reason, they are more powerful, in my opinion. The sessions with that, you know, I sing along and I praise God. And for some reason, by the way, they are more powerful than just these, whatever, the Hill song. So by the these days, I'm getting what? Messed up. There's a way in which now songs which used to sound great to me, they're no longer, in fact, I'm like, man, they sound so like tekulim after. But I guess because I've overdone what? The live church, whatever. I think I'm getting what? I don't know what I should do. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Please leave secular music. Run away from it. Oyo musical ne kubake mioyo. Kubako spirit. The number one spirit, the undeniable one that is there, is the spirit of lust. You cannot watch those nude women the way they are dancing, and you're not hit by the spirit of lust. That ain't there. It can't be. It can't be. Okay? Now, and that's where now wives have to come in and help what? Their marriages. Because I'm saying, I love a baby, and you think what? Nothing's going to, you know, it can't be. A spirit of lust is hitting him. He's going to cheat on you. If he doesn't, he will be praying for the opportunity. Because umoyo guma atemu abadde mwena mugenda mwena mukigunda mugenda mwena mugula tickets babili mutula ne munyumya ku kenzo babili ne munyumya ku whoever, you understand? Okay, so if something happens and your guy, you know, you are also responsible. Wamuyamba. Glory be to God. Atebami, now these boys were trying to raise up to be good husbands. But no way, but Carl, but Christian, but Kwezi, okay? But Rafa, Mubakati, the church
does what? One step. Bumudayo after a year, then two steps. Then your kids are not what? Styling up. Then you blame the church. Umanye your church, tenamu, you're what? Okay, let me change the church. But again, you know, you're just going to do the same thing. Hallelujah. I'm not, anyway, glory be to God. As I end, by the way, I'm ending now. Okay? Psalm 112. Okay? Remember, we're talking about building our lives on the foundation of the word, on the foundation of Jesus. Okay? It also has, okay, a family, a marriage angle. The Bible says in Psalm 112, verse 1, that praise the Lord. Blessed is a man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. The man is building on the what? The foundation of the word. The foundation of the word. Glory be to God. Okay, men who are in this place. Okay? The Bible says in verse 2, the result, his descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright, your generation, man, you man who builds on the foundation of the word of God, your generation will be blessed. Glory be to God. Verse 4, and to the righteous, that man, there arises light in the darkness. Even when there's darkness, it's just a matter of time. Light is doing what? Is coming. Verse 7, he will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? Evil news will come. Bad things will come. But you will know that it is just for a moment. Okay? My life was built on the rock of the sayings of the Lord. The rains will descend, the storms will be, but you will not be shaken. You will not be afraid of these things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Banange, men, please help your families. Help your children. What you're doing now, men, fathers, what you're doing now, okay? You are investing into the future lives of your children. Okay? If you're messing up your life by being involved in nonsense, somewhere along the road, your kids are going to reap. They're going to suffer for nothing. Hallelujah. Amen? Parents, please help God. And your pastor by chasing secular music out of what? Your homes. One day that Yabagamba. Okay? Sometimes they are casting out demons from someone. And the demons started to speak like chameleon. And they're like, yes, because you're always playing our music. The demons, man, you know, with the chameleon voice, because this one is always playing our what? Music. Glory be to God. Let chameleon not be the foundation of your family, of your house. Okay? Let it not even be a theater. Because a theater can disappoint you, man, mess you up properly. These ones don't know who a theater is. Never mind. Let the foundation be the word of God. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.